Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
These niggas, they thought I would lose, they expect me to win. Remember them losses, I had to go back again. These niggas not with you, they not gonna ride to the end. Tryna run up a bag, don't ride no Roosevelt.
I'm gonna win, these niggas is mad, I do it again.
I'm gonna win.
That's the song of that week. Trey 7 Mac,
you know I mean?
From Mac and Cheese. Last week we played Cheese, he got a solo record. This week we played Trey 7 Mac. He has a solo record, but together.
I call him 37 Mac. I just said 37.
Yeah, 37.
Because like, people call me 267, so I just be like 37.
Yeah, you could do it either way.
37 Mac.
37 Mac.
Yeah, I don't call him Trey 7 Mac. I think it should be 37 Mac because it's 3 and a 7. Yeah,
well, it probably is 37 Mac. I just say Trey 7. That's
well, you're not in position to do that. You can't remix nobody's name. Like,
I call you Wallow the Nut Ass Nick all the time.
No, but you can't that do that. Like, we talking about an artist's name. You can't just be remixing nobody's name.
You used to be an artist.
Yeah, my name was. What was my name?
Walido Sway.
No. My name was Wallow.
Philadelphia first. Slim.
My name was. Yes, Phil, don't do that. Give me back. Bring
and
back
your name numbers. Was Baby Shrimp. Bring it to the stage, Baby Shrimp.
TTD was my name. But stop remixing people's names because you don't have the authority to do that.
I got authority to do whatever I want.
No, you don't. No, you don't. If I was a rapper, you remix my name, I'll step right to you.
And you'll get beat up.
I'll step right to you. You know that.
Step right to me and you'll be leaving with hickeys everywhere.
Keep my name and have you all on TMZ throwing you through a car window. Stuff like that.
Hey, man, that was Mac. 37 Mac.
Oh, I checked you. Yeah, as long as you know, I checked you.
37
yeah,
Mac.
You know.
From Mac and Cheese, and that was again. Said I won't pop no perks.
I did it again.
And did it again. Said I won't cheat on my bitch. And did it again. A lot of people can relate to that, though.
Yeah, a lot of people can relate to that. I can't really relate to that type of
stuff. Right, because you never smoke or drink. We know.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying that. You know, I'm anti that. But as we would say, I'm Wallow 267.
And I'm Gilly the Kid, and this is $1 million worth of
game. Stop doing it. You're Gilly the Nut.
Oh, no, I'm actually Gilly the Kink. I changed it, but I will always forever be the Kid.
Yeah, and this is Nutter. It's Nutter. Another episode of $1 million worth of game. See, you like that voice. That's like my.
No, don't that sound like a creepy rapist voice? Oh, I'm looking at little girls.
No, don't do that. You always trying to put smut on my name, man. Watch that, man.
You was El Smutto in jail.
No, I see that. I used to have the books, man. You taking things out of control, man. You got people on the street calling me stuff like that.
I heard it was like El Smutto 267.
He's a nut.
Yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
He's a nut. He's a real live nut.
Let's get into our spine.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Let's get into this, man. So Rolling Loud was this past weekend.
It was some unbelievable performance there, but it was some things that happened in that fall into our category.
Right. And apparently, NBA Youngboy and his entourage.
As he said, apparently.
Were leaving Rolling Loud or on their way to Rolling Loud. And a guy started shooting at their Sprinter. And his security acted in a reasonable amount of time and disarmed him and actually killed the guy who was shooting at his Sprinter. And news reports are reporting that the shooter was a member of T Grizzlies camp. Now, you know, I don't know how much.
We're not backing that. Right. We can't totally. We can't. I'm never going to agree with a media outlet because I know it's their job to, hype, throw hype on stuff, to sensationalize things, you know, make it even more than what it was. Us being from, you know, that environment, the streets, we understand how, read the paper. That ain't happen. Boo boo ain't. How they say that? We was there. We was on the block that day.
Yeah.
And how they add stuff, people, opinions, and nobody is going to be able to understand exactly what happened because when things happen like that, your mind be all over the place. You're trying to first of all, you're retreating. That's rule number one I teach that in my class. You got to retreat first. As soon as you hear, he got a gun. That's the first thing people retreat. Now, when you hear gunshots, how do you hear gunshots and you just watching anything? No, you're going to be running. So a lot of times these reports don't be accurate, but go ahead.
And then, you should always understand that you're supposed to believe none of what you hear and probably 25% of what you see.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, it was an incident, and they reported that a girl that was on the Sprinter van suffered maybe a minor gunshot wound or something to that aspect. And it's just like, to all the artists that's in the game and to all the artists that's up and coming and trying to get into the game, you got to understand that the jealousy that this game brings from people sometimes that don't even know you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man. You know, you can lose your life at any time.
Living your dream.
And it's just a blessing in itself to all the tough guys out there who's making 30, 40, 50,000 a night. And like, we don't need security. If it wasn't NBA Young Bull security, it would have had to be one of his homies. Who's probably not licensed to carry, who probably now is.
You can't say that. You can't say probably now. How you just throwing them type of.
I'm just saying. Because when we come from.
You can't say probably now. You can't even throw that
say
shit out that.
Because let me say this. Because when we come from where we come from, none of my homies wasn't licensed to carry. So I can't say probably not. It's a slight chance that you're going to hang with a homie that never did nothing, grew up in the ghetto, never did nothing, and got a burner. How many people you know growing up with us that had license to carry? Exactly.
No, only reason. Listen. No. You're not going to say everybody.
I'm not saying everybody.
No. I know a lot of dudes that had license to carry.
Not that grew up with us.
Why didn't they?
Who? I'm going to do you like you did me. You're lying.
No. Oh, I'm not lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
I ain't going to let you slip that in.
Listen. So
I'm not going to let you get that in. Remember when I said I gave a bum $50? You try to tell me? I'm like, nigga,
I'm not lying. And I'm going to say this.
Not one person we grew up with in our hood got a goddamn license to carry.
You mean to tell me this. You're going to tell me this. This is what you're going to tell me. You're going to sit here and tell me that This guy, whoever he is, I don't know who he is. He didn't have a license when he had this gun.
What do you mean? What guy?
This guy you just mentioned on.
No, I'm just saying, I'm talking about his security. You know how rappers say, oh, I don't need no security. I'm a man, me and mine. Me and if NBA Youngboy's security wasn't there, who we know is licensed to carry, then if you don't have security there, then who got to defend you?
It's easy to find a security dude with license to carry them.
Hold on. See, you're not. Am I speaking in Spanish?
If I wanted to be.
Hold on. Wait.
If I wanted to be.
Am I speaking in Spanish or is this nigga slightly fucking retarded?
I'm
saying if NBA Youngboy security wasn't there who is licensed to carry, then it's just your immediate entourage. So now when something goes on, your immediate entourage
gotta bust
and
them shots.
You have to protect yourself.
So he's saying
now
good
you're
he
in
there.
A whole different situation when the police get there. Because now when the police get there, it's like, who shot him? Jamal. Jamal got license to carry? Nah. Okay, come on,
so,
Jamal.
So you mean to tell me...
What? You can't even come back from this
No, it ain't about no comeback. You mean to tell me if he got a bunch of dudes with him, if we got a bunch of dudes with him, and somebody had a gun, hold on, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. Somebody had a... Okay. You think anybody going to have a license on them when they shooting somebody? You think that?
Well, no. That's exactly what I think.
All right, if something happened,
bro,
right?
Coming where we come from,
if something happened,
a lot of us don't have...
All right, listen. The only reason...
And that's why I said probably...
Listen.
I didn't say he didn't. I say he probably
would. If something happened to us right now, right? And
I'm going to have to defend your nut ass,
I don't got a license to carry. No, you're not going to defend us. No, you're not going
you
to.
You're going to run.
No, no.
Bop, bop, bop.
No, you got to know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. This is what I'm saying. And I'm going to have to defend your nut ass, and I don't got a license to carry.
This is what I'm saying. Somebody come. Just say magically. And at that moment, if I disarm somebody, right? They come. Oh, we got a gun. This and third. Please, don't shoot me. Please. I got a family. I got. That, you already know. If anybody pull a gun out, you already know. The number changed. I got anywhere from 5 to 6 kids. I got 5 kids. And 7 baby moms.
Right.
I'm telling the dude from the rip because, you know, my plea game is all. If they got to drop on me, but that's just to get them. That's the magic thing. Oh, please don't kill me. I got 5 kids, 7 baby moms. Hold up, dog. How you got 5 kids and 7 baby moms? That don't make no sense. No, because 2 of the girls, the kids ain't really mine, but they say they mine, so I'm just accepting them as my baby mom. So that's just to get him. So now he's thinking like, oh, this dude is crazy. While he's thinking that, that's when I take the gun. And if I shoot that gun, I got license to carry so I can shoot him.
No, you don't. I did that. You don't got no life.
Dev, hold up. See, this is why y'all don't understand what's going on. This is why. Prime example, buddy. I got my license. I can shoot somebody.
That's a driver's license.
License! They said license to carry, you dummy.
Oh, all right. Let me just tell y'all something.
That's what
right.
they said, license
let,
to carry.
Let me just tell y'all something, right?
You need a license to... You got your license and you carrying a gun.
All right.
You're stupid.
Okay, you try that shit and I bet you they give you, you think you're going to get
that's
off
what happened
road.
Back in the day.
They're going to be 104 years, nigga.
Listen, back in the day, when I went to jail for them 2 firearms, you know why? You know why I got a firearm challenge? Because I never had no ID on me. I didn't have no fucking ID.
All right.
Why would I carry ID and I was a criminal? So when they ran up on me, freeze! I mean, they found the gun. Where's your license?
If you think that
I don't
license
have no license.
Right there, that bullshit ass
driver's name?
License.
My
that
name,
you
my
got
name is Michael
37.
Jackson. And I had a bunch of aliases. So I would never have a license on me. That would be stupid.
Okay, but let me
and
just say this.
And I was driving without a license.
Let me just say this, just for the record, right? All that, if somebody put a gun out and I disarm them, look, you realize I've been with you before and people pull pistols out and all you did was BRR. Start bitching at a rapid rate.
No.
That's all you did.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tried to disarm. You never threw a kick.
No, you never did none of that.
Low-key started crying. When that old head pulled that goddamn strap out on you and he had that goddamn trench coat on with that do-rag and that goddamn 38 with the tape on the handle, you know what you did? You took the necklace off.
Let me tell you
why. Matter of fact, he took the necklace off.
No, so that means
he was this close when he said, come here, take this joint off. And you didn't do no disarming.
No, this is what happened.
So stop with the bullshit.
This is what happened. That time, I was given direct orders from my sensei and I was on martial arts probation. It was a period where, though, I was still in training of a lot of things that I was learning, so I couldn't do nothing. So I was like, I got direct orders.
Martial arts probation.
Yeah, that's it's like a phase where, though, it was a 90-day period where, though, I was learning certain techniques where I had to be disciplined, and that was during the discipline phase. And you just got to be patient with people. You got to be patient with danger when danger comes. It's about that patience. Because think about it. Any movie you've seen, Van Damme, anybody, any of the great martial artists, you know, Wesley Snipes, he's one of the great martial artists too. At the time, when somebody approached them, the patience kick in. Excuse me, what's this about? Oh, do you think you want to do this? And that's what I was just executing patience and understanding of why my attacker is approaching me. See, Dave.
Your attacker.
Yeah, he's classified as an attacker, dude.
You sound like a Caucasian woman who got a pocketbook snatched.
No, I'm just saying he sounds.
By my attacker was it? What the?
Listen, Gil.
We robbed somebody for a chain, and then you got robbed for the chain. No. That's karma. That ain't my attacker. Do you think the nigga we robbed from the chain was somewhere talking about when my attackers came up on me? No, he wasn't. He said, man, these niggas caught me slipping.
No.
They took my neck piece. Okay. Like,
that's martial arts language. You
would
never understand.
I would
never
understand.
You're not qualified to understand that.
Okay.
You're not qualified to speak to you, nut.
My point in, because talking to this nut ass nigga, he always throws you off. My point in the whole NBA young boy thing is to the youngins that's up and coming, you never know when you going into these inner cities of America, these Chicagos, these Milwaukees, these St. Louis's, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, L.A. You never know when somebody is going to try you for absolutely no reason. So the way you carry yourself is very important, because the bottom line is he let off shots into their van, and it only take one shot to put you on ice. So anybody on that Sprinter van could have lost their life at any time. And the objective in the game is to make money and live life, not make money and turn into a human gun range where niggas is shooting at you. And to all the up-and-coming rappers who trying to get in the game, just understand it's been so-called, and I'm not saying this is true or not, because the media is reporting this. It's been so-called Offset Studios. He's in the studio. The studios get shot at. Apparently, Young Thug and some people was leaving an event. They riding on the expressway. Their entourage gets shot at. So you got to understand that the jealousy and the hate in the world is at an all-time high. And everybody do not want to see you win.
There's a flip side of that, though. I agree with you. And then I also, I agree and disagree with you in some type of way, because I would say this. When you leave your house, what you do? You lock the door, right? Mm-hmm. You're protecting your assets. You're protecting anything. Artists, you out here, you making your money, you doing things. You got to protect your assets. You got to put protection on you. Number one, I will advise this. Once you become a recording artist and you're doing your thing, all that shit you live in, whatever, get security. Invest in a good professional security team. That's necessary. That's number one. Number two, watch your mouth. See, you disrespect your asset and you put yourself in danger when you're saying certain things. Mm-hmm. So you got to be mindful of what you're saying and who you're saying things to.
Absolutely.
Because you're in the game that make money, not headlines.
Right.
That's the whole thing. So at the end of the day, it's about, hold up, dog. Be mindful who you're talking to and the energy you're putting out there, because people going to try you.
Absolutely.
Because you got artists that's toured this country and never had a problem because of their approach and the energy that they put out.
Because they lead with respect.
They lead with respect. See, respect, 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 love, love, love. At the end of the day, my whole thing is like, I got homies, extraordinary entertainers. They're not just, I'm talking about, they can spit, they got the personality, they got all that shit, but guess what? They got to walk the track. They got to be in a penitentiary till they stop breathing. Mm-hmm. They done. And they wish they had the opportunity that these guys had. When you come into the game, you got that big single, whatever you got going on, you got that movement, you getting booked for shows, you're responsible for a lot of people, because there's a lot of people that's on the payroll. You got the manager, you got the home, you're investing in a lot of people. A lot of people is counting on you. So you got to be mindful of that, and you got to be thankful that you made it. Mm-hmm. There's a billion people that rap in the world. Mm-hmm. Just throwing that number out there, just playing. But you made it. You was blessed to get through the hole. You was blessed to cross the joint. You was blessed to get this money and get this opportunity. You're flying on jets. You're eating great food and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. You're doing everything you ever wanted to do. Don't think for once. that these people won't get you in that courtroom, had that case on you, that for something totally different to happen, screen on your Instagram or say, excuse me, Instagram, here go the subpoena. We'd like to retrieve everything he ever deleted off his page. We have a court case against him. We will be using that in court, and we might even need you. And they will also get the person that retrieved it to get on that stand and tell the dates that they retrieved it, that they, oh, yeah, he deleted it on this day. Excuse me, hold on. Before you begin, who do you work for? Oh, I work for Facebook/Instagram, and, yeah, I'm the one that retrieved the information after the FBI or whoever gave me this information to get this stuff that he deleted. He deleted this. Oh, so all these pictures was deleted? The picture when he got the AK up there and all the drugs right there? Oh, there was drugs in the AK in the same picture? Okay. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, please, guys, you making money, you taking care of your family. Number one, please stop telling your stuff, and please stop providing the system with evidence that they're going to one day use against you if you decide to be out here on some goofy shit because you want to be tough and you want to prove to people, yeah, I got money, but I ain't no pussy. I'm a real nigga. Real nigga is something that you never hear a real nigga say. The people say that he's a real nigga by his actions. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, being real is taking care of your family. You said something in the rap. You said something about being real ain't about drug dealing. You saying being real is not about killing and drug dealing. It's about taking care of your children.
Right.
And that's real.
Right.
So we got to get away from this super real shit to where as though you dudes is losing all this fucking money going to jail.
Right.
Paying a bunch of these lawyers is pimp. You get, yeah, I got you. I get you all. Like, come on. You putting back into the system with that money you could have been taking, paying for colleges and doing all this shit. Stop the dumb shit, man. Right. Don't stop. Like, come on, rap. Come on, artist. Stop the dumb. Stop trying to be fucking tough, man. You trying to do some shit that is homies in the hood that wish they had the opportunity you had, and you motherfuckers want to be tough all day, man. Where's this? Why is everybody so ultra tough?
Absolutely.
Most of these dudes wasn't even in the gunplay when they was in this, when they was going through the struggle.
Right.
They just got, yeah, I'm a tough. Come on, calm down with all this ultra tough dumb shit.
Right. And you also got to understand that.
Damn.
When you are artist, you're the face. The people that's around you, that's the entourage. When you the face, and all you want to do is put negative energy out there into the atmosphere.
No, hold up.
Hold on.
I got to say this, cuz. This is on me. The fuck is the matter with this? Man, I went and got him. Told him, yo, cuz, listen, man, you can rap. You hot. Let's start this group called Major Figures. Let me tell you the game. So in the process of me going to get him, he like, wow, we got to chill. One of the homies got killed for some, you know. He like, wow, we got to chill. Chill? I'll chill when I did. I'm still out here going to make it happen. At the same time, we getting a studio time. We networking. We doing anything. This was the beginning of the Major Figures. Shout out to my homie Dice Raw who helped me establish the name. Because I used to spit back in the day for those that don't know. Fly nigga rap. That's what we was on. I mean, our whole thing was, we going to get some money. We going to fuck your broad. We going to have that fly shit on. And if you get out of pocket, we don't want no trouble, but we going to pop you. That was our whole rap style. That was our mouthpiece. But we wasn't on this tough shit. We wasn't on none of that. I'm doing my thing. He doing it. I'm talking about, I'm going out here. I'm hitting the payment. Taking a bunch of tapes, doubling them, passing them out to everybody that had the, you know, the fly cars and all of the systems. Boom, I'm doing anything. But at the same time, I was still married to the streets of Philadelphia. Here I go. I wake up. Yo, cuz, what's up? Nigga, what happened? I got caught up this morning. Nigga, goddamn, as soon as I woke up, motherfuckers hit me. You know, Wilo got locked up. Next thing you know, I get locked up. We got this whole group thing going on. I'm off the streets for 5 years. I come back one day from the yard. I come back. I'm chilling, you know, because I used to remove myself from what was going on the streets with Gil. Like, damn, you ain't call. I won't call for a year or two. I'll be blacking out just doing my time. So I come back from the yard. I'm looking at this thing. It was a Rap City or the girl seated that used to be on BET. And I see this video come on. Yeah, that's us. I'm looking. I'm like, hold up. Oh, shit, that's cousin. I go back to, yo, come here. This is my people. This is my shit. I started this shit. He's like, fuck out of here. You know, they ain't say that right then there, but it caught to me by the next morning at breakfast. Well, I don't know them niggas. I'm like, that's my shit. I'm telling myself, like, yo, listen, man, I started this shit, man. I'm telling you, it's going down. That day I sat in the cell and I fucking cried because I said, damn, I was supposed to be there, but I'm sitting in the penitentiary doing 6 to 25 years for armed robbery. You see what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there like, damn, oh, shit. Fascinated. Fuck my whole dream up. because I didn't have no patience, and I wanted, and I was a real nigga out there. I was out there taking it, doing my thing, but I wasn't taking because my mother ain't had no job, or my mama was struggling, or my grandma needed to pay bills, and I was taking just to buy some clothes so everybody could say I'm the shit. Get some clothes, get some jewelry, and give me attention. I ain't had no purpose on what I was doing. I just wanted to be a part of the street game, and I just wanted to be a real nigga. That's it. I'm a real nigga. People like, I'm the shit. I can fly. It wasn't about no purpose of what the fuck I was doing. Mm-hmm. I just want to be a participant in the street culture of America. Mm-hmm. So what I look up, next thing you know, they making it happen. So what I'm saying is this. Don't be the nigga in the yard rapping. Don't be the nigga in the yard that got all the commissary. Don't be the nigga in jail. You got all the commissary because you just had all it. Listen, they will lock you the fuck up. They will lock you the fuck up. I sat in that courtroom mm-hmm. when that lady was in there, when that judge was in there, and got mm-hmm. medieval on Meek Mill's like he shot a motherfucker, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. It was some, her energy came from a different place that I'd never seen before, and I've been in some courtrooms where I done did some shit. And I'm like, oh, did he do what mm-hmm. I did? We ain't here for murder? So people will be looking at you, and they'd be like, how dare you be sitting in my motherfucking courtroom, and you disrespected the opportunity that these little brothers and sisters wish they had.
Right.
How dare you? So you know what? I'm going to make an example out of you so the ones that come after you won't be in this position. Stop doing this fucking dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Stop doing this. Stop doing this and disrespecting the boys that's rapping, that's doing it. They're going to the studio, spending studio time working, trying to do this, taking penitentiary chance to get money, to get videos, to pay for this. And y'all got it, man. And y'all playing these fucking games.
Right.
Stop the dumb shit, man. Tomorrow ain't promised. Ain't none of this shit promised to none of us. So stop this stupid shit, man.
Right.
And y'all need to start coming together more, start collaborating more, start showing us that we can make it happen, and start empowering and encouraging the people that's left behind that they can do it too. Y'all smarter than this, man. Mm-hmm. And stop letting these people defining us by y'all actions. They always say we animals and we doing animal shit.
Right.
This ain't the fucking zoo.
Right.
This real life, man. And I'm already telling you this because I done been in that penitentiary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 years. No, one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 years juvenile. That shit ain't cool. That's nut shit.
Nut shit. Nutty buddy.
Come on, that's nut shit. So you got to really just think, man. Y'all got an opportunity out there, man. Straight up. And I understand the companies, you know, they sit back, oh, no, yeah, that's good. He went to jail, great. The album said, oh, yes, it's going to turn up. That's how they thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, your pimp always wants you to advertise yourself any type of way. Girl, pull your skirt up a little bit more. Show a little bit more your cleavage. Show your ass. That's how the pimp sitting back looking at you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody pimp you. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody pimp you. That's how the pimp sitting back looking at you. Oh, yeah, what? Oh, yeah, yeah, but yeah, they love danger. Yeah, come on. That's great. That's great for marketing. That's absolutely good. That's $1 million. That's millions of dollars worth of free marketing when they name run across all these digital media outlets, all the
such CNN, and such got locked such up. Stuff.
That's great marketing. Yeah, keep getting locked up because they're protected and they ain't from the hood. Mm-hmm. So be mindful of what you do, man, mm-hmm. and take advantage of your opportunities.
And back to what I was saying, next time you cut me off like that, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
Ain't gonna do nothing.
But back to what
you ain't
I was
do
saying,
nothing.
Right? Back to what I was saying,
let's
right?
Let's get it right now.
Back to what
you
I was
wanna,
saying,
you
want right?
to be an example?
Listen. This is $1 million worth of game. This ain't a fucking dojo.
Let's get it.
Because you.
Back up,
bitch. Yeah, I kick you in your fucking.
Listen, you
don't make me kick.
That leg out of broken.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I'm waiting for you to step into the martial arts world.
You didn't even see the leg coming. But the bottom line is, right?
Yeah.
The bottom line is, right? When you are artist, is your face out there? You got your entourage, right? When you be disrespectful and you don't watch your mouth and your actions, you put that bad karma into the air. Guess who else you put in danger?
The homie.
Your entourage.
The homies.
And I guarantee you that your entourage, they with you for all the good things. They want to go on tour. They want the women.
They want to lead the neighborhood.
Right. They want to lead the neighborhood. Them niggas ain't there to jump in front of fucking bullets like the CIA. You want to make motherfuckers jump in front of bullets like
protect
the CIA.
Protect the president.
Hold on, I got this. Nobody wants to, no real ones don't want to jump in front of no fucking bullets like the CIA, man.
Oh, I've been in martial arts training.
And you be BRR, bitching at a rapid rate. Don't cut me
no,
off.
No, I'm talking
more,
about in
nigga.
Training.
So
I
what
ju-
I'm saying
I,
is.
We had to jump in front of bullets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
So what I'm saying is, just be respectful. Because the object of the game is to get the money and get out the game. Not get the money and then put everybody that's around me life in jeopardy. That don't make sense. But that's what rappers do. They get money and then they put everybody that's around them life in jeopardy. But they riding with, they say they love they woman on the bus with them. They say they love this person, that person on the bus with them. They say, like, so just understand that this shit is no game out here, man. Not at all, man. Get your money and stay out the way and focus on being great. There's too many niggas that come up from the bottom and then get money but still want to act like they at the bottom. That don't make no sense. That's the dumbest shit you could possibly do. That's like LeBron James going to hang in the hood. What, for what?
You were still acting like you was at the bottom. You got caught with that weed. I'm just saying. You telling them that.
Okay, so I'm speaking from experience.
All right, cool. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm speaking from experience.
All right, cool.
Because we know you can't lead. Where you don't go, where you can't teach.
Because you don't know. You're absolutely right.
So I'm speaking from experience.
But what was on your mind when you had that? I'm just saying, I don't want to, it's already statute of limitation, everything you got thrown out and all that. Huh? But you were sought after by a bunch of labels.
Mm-hmm.
But you had, what was it, 82 or 92 pounds of weed, of Reggie. You got cool with 92 pounds of Reggie. Listen, cuz, listen. I done been around you and I seen you smoke Reggie. Don't do this shit in front of people. I don't care about them people. I know what reefer smell like.
I got locked up with 82 pounds of weed, you know? I went to jail. Tootie went to jail. Four other people went to jail with six of us total.
You got Tootie locked up, Gil.
Honestly, Tootie was the neck. She got me locked up. But
that's something totally different.
Right?
We got tapping snitch. You just snitched on Tootie.
that's something totally different, right? It's over now. So, you know. But at the end of the day,
it was
one of the biggest learning lessons of my life, because just imagine you and your wife locked up. And your kids out here on these streets, and you sitting in a cell, and you know that your wife is right across the street in a cell as well. You want to talk about shed some tears? And I ain't shed no tears because I was in no danger. No niggas was trying to do nothing to me. No niggas wasn't playing with me. None of that shit. I was in tears because I had to sit in a cell and think about my fucking kids. My kids is really out there right now living with grandma because I was an ultra dickhead. And I wanted to take all the talent that I got and all the things that I could do to be great, and I wanted to put it in the negative shit. So I made a vow to God right there in that prison. And everybody that get locked up, make a vow to God. Most niggas lie to him. If I get out of here, I ain't never doing nothing ever again. God, please, I'm telling you, I'm done with this. I was really done. I said, I never touched, you ain't never got to worry, but I ain't going to be nowhere near nobody that even, because I respected my life, and it took for me to go through that situation to understand that life was so much more than what I thought it was. It was so much more than making 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 10,000. That shit don't mean nothing when you sitting in that jail. None of that shit don't mean nothing. So to all the youngins, just be mindful and just understand that if you get a chance to get out, get out.
His freedom was worth more than that $92,000 worth of weed.
Right.
It was worth more than that. Got you. I knew you was selling Reggie. You said what? I knew you was selling Reggie. $1,000 a pound. I didn't know nothing about it, but when I went to jail, it was like $1,000 for a pound of Reggie. I knew it. I knew you was selling Reggie. Because listen, what year was that?
It was 2006, I believe.
You mean to tell me that this stuff that what's name Snoop and all them be talking about, and Lil Duval and them be talking about, that stuff that's that new stuff. I knew you were selling Reggie. And you smoke Reggie.
Let me tell you something.
You know
nigga.
Why? You
Let
know
me
why?
Tell you something, nigga.
Because when I said, listen.
One thing about
you almost got me locked up. You almost got me booked in two places.
No, because you was a bitch.
No.
I want to get locked up for reefer residue at the airport.
Two times. In Atlanta and in L.A., you try to get me to the cooker. You try to send me back to the joint. The one time the dog ran up on us.
And you was bitching at a rapid rate.
This is what happened. The dude, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. This is what happened. It was a guy in the airport. He knew me and Gil, right? So the dog, I'm just be honest with you. The dog came by. I said, oh, my God, this dude. So when I peeped the dog coming, I scooted up like three more people. This was in Atlanta.
But before you go any further, hold on. Let me just let y'all know, I didn't have any marijuana on me or nothing. I just smoked before we went to the airport. You know how you got to get your joint in. You say your last joint. So you, when you get on that plane, you high. This motherfucker told me, you going to smoke that before we go to the airport? You going to get me locked up for reefer residue.
Listen. When you smoke your little reefer, put in your little pocket or whatever, there's residue in there. It's ready to do the moisture is in your clothes. Listen, I used to watch Discovery Channel when I was in jail. I know type of stuff, and I'm always on the internet. You know I stay on the internet, and I'll be reading all types of stuff about all types of
reefer
stuff.
Reefer residue.
Listen, I did a study on that. But listen, I got to protect myself. So listen, this is what happened. So the guy came through with the dog. I'm like, oh, shit, we going down. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I said, damn, we going down. We going to be over there with Rallo and them. Free Rallo, too, in Atlanta, because this happened in Atlanta. Oh, no, we wouldn't have seen Rallo because he's in the feds. We'd have been in the county. Shout out to all the brothers in the county. Shout out to y'all. Stay up. And county. What county is that? What county?
I don't fucking know.
What county is Atlanta in? I don't know. But listen, shout out to all the brothers in the joint. So listen, we'd have been in there with the brothers from Bankhead. You know what I mean?
Fuck all that. Tell a story. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just bringing it down. Shout out to the brothers that's going through stuff. You see what I'm saying? The West End and all them dudes. So listen, College Park, all that stuff that, you know, where I got the name from? I remember what's the name. They don't do that no more like they used to in Atlanta. I remember back in the day, I was just an Outkast.
Would you tell a fucking story?
Andre 3000, he just shout out all the College Points. I mean, Decatur. They just shout out all the spots around Atlanta that was popping. The rappers down there don't do that no more. But listen, this is what I'm talking about. So I said to myself, I said, wow, going back to the Hooskow, the joint. Because when that dog came by, I said, he stopped for a moment, ran around. I said, oh, I said, but I know they're going to use the cameras to say they walked in together. So I said, I'm going down. So as we turned the corner to go, it was a black brother at the end of the gate. He opened the gate like, come on, y'all. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, oh, shit, I'm going back. They ain't going to never let me out again. I said, I was going to get in the game, and I did it again. I'm saying to myself, I'm back in the game. Come and say, chow, showers up, lockdown, take it down. Look, all this stuff screaming in my head. Don't you know this dude called us? Yo, oh, Gil, while I mess with y'all, yo, go to the front of the line. I was like this. Thank you. God, thank you. Oh, my God. Here he go, you bitch-ass nigga, look at you. He thought she was going to jail. I said, man, I ain't worried about that stuff. I'm with all that shit, man. You understand? You know what I mean? They built jails because of the time I was doing, man. What's the matter with you, man? I went right into my zone.
No, you did. You was bitching at a rabbit raid.
But back to what I said. You saw Reggie. It came out. I exposed you. Capper's exposed.
Yep.
You saw Reggie.
What's next on the agenda, man?
You know what we're going to talk about now? We ain't on the agenda. We switching the game because you just snitched on Tootie. We're going to talk about snitching. Because one thing that I hear, this is what I'll be hearing now on everything I love. You'll hear regular working people. Oh, you snitched on me. Oh. And then you'll hear people, yeah, man, motherfucking lady snitched on me on my block. Hold up, dog. We got to understand, snitching, the origin come from the street culture. Right. And people that's active in the street game, people that's operating outside of the laws, all them people got to abide by the rules and regulations that they won't tell on their fellow man that's operating outside of the law with them.
Right.
The civilians don't have nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
So all you do is something, yeah, Miss Brown snitched. Yo, dog, Miss Brown paid $87,000 for that house, right? You out here shooting and all this shit. She told her to call the police because you're getting from in front of my house.
Right.
You posting up in front of her house, messing her property value up that she worked her whole life for, dog.
Right.
So y'all got to be mindful when y'all use that word snitch because the word snitch is being used too loosely.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And the truth is, a lot of you dudes are snitching on yourself.
Right.
Like
as soon as you go to your Instagram, you got the chopper in your hand.
I'm a chopper.
You got 2 pounds of weed in your hand. Do you know that's a federal case right there? Just for the record. That's a federal case right there.
You got the gun. Because the gun is
protected.
You know
what's so disgusting? When we was coming up, drug dealers wanted to be anonymous. They didn't want to be known. They didn't want you to know they was
drug dealers. Anonymous. Yo, now, you know, Pusha T and Jay-Z had a song like that. I listened to it when I was in jail called Drug Dealers Anonymous.
No, I didn't know that. But now, the drug dealers.
Look at me, I'm a drug dealer.
Right.
I get money.
I got all the weed in.
Look at
me.
I'm ripping it.
These niggas is crazy. I know a nigga who.
I get money.
Who this nigga.
Look at me as a
made
drug
up
dealer.
A whole Instagram page. For a weed brand, that's illegal.
I get money.
Social media crazy.
Social media is crazy. And when I tell you, man, fame is the root of all evil now. It used to be money. It used to be money was the root of all evil. Now fame, you got drug dealers who are trying to be popular drug dealers. Popular drug dealers?
But hold up, Gilly. We did dumb shit too. But hold on.
Do you think El Chapo got a fucking Instagram? Do you think Pablo Escobar would have an Instagram? Standing in the field with all his bricks. Yeah, I'm getting money. These niggas is crazy, man.
But hold up. I didn't know no better either.
Yeah, but now we know better. That's why we giving out $1 million worth of game, and niggas ain't doing it.
I took pictures with guns and stuff. I did dumb stuff. You did dumb stuff. I used to hear about it on people used to tell me in the yard in jail. Yeah, your cousin was on the internet. He had guys with helmets on. He was talking that drug dealer talk. You told on yourself.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. You told the people that you sold Reggie.
No, I did not. First of all, you would never be able to pull up any clips of me talking about me selling anything, man. What you talking about? I'm an old school nigga, man. Don't compare me to these new school niggas. What you talking about? Nigga, when I got locked
hold
up,
on,
nigga.
Hold on. Everybody new school is not in the way.
Hold on. When I got locked up, niggas that hung with me didn't even know. They was like, "Yo, goddamn, dog." What? So, don't put me in the category.
I didn't know either because I told the dude. Dude was like, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, Gil smoke Reggie. He don't sell Reggie." Dude in the yard said, "Your cousin got locked up with 92 pounds of Reggie." I said, "Oh, he smokes. He don't sell drugs, man. He smokes a little reefer here and there. This and that." Young boy said, "What's reefer?" I said, "See, you're not no true weed smoker. You don't know what reefer is. The vanilla. It's like a little vanilla. You know the vanilla envelopes that come in a little vanilla." Envelope, a fat Nick. You don't
see,
know them.
See, let me tell you something.
About that, huh, young blood?
That's how weed used to come.
And I said, let me tell you something, young blood. How many records you got in the house? Oh, I ain't got, what's a record? You ain't never smoked no killer. You ain't smoked no real reefer.
See, let me tell you
because
something.
Because real reefer was chopped up on a record.
Let me tell you something. That's how long y'all know. This nigga's been in jail.
He was a young street punk.
He never seen a jar of weed.
This nigga talking about weed came in a vanilla envelope.
It come in envelopes.
This nigga, that's how long this nigga was in jail.
In Ziploc bags.
Fucking weed coming in a young street punk. Fucking yellow envelope.
That's what you is. I told him in the yard, I said, you ain't nothing but a young street punk. You still wet behind the ears. You never witnessed nobody roll no reefer. And newsflash, this little Dutchie and backwood phenomenon, that never happened, bud. If you ain't got no top paper, you ain't no real killer smoker.
First of all, just for
you
the record.
You smoke killer.
Just for the record.
What?
And, nigga, I never smoked Dirk Nowinski, nigga. Never in my life. I never smoked Dirk Nowinski. I never smoked Charles Barkley.
Can I say something?
I never smoked Reggie. Nothing.
But it was only fucking, Reggie like in the 90s.
Reggie Jackson.
I'm going to just say this.
I don't give a fuck what Reggie it was. Okay. Hold on.
You be the judge. Me?
So, at the end of the day, ever since I started lighting up, nigga, do you remember the color of the Eagles jerseys when Buddy Ryan was the coach? But the bitches was lime green. Nigga, that's what I was smoking.
I'm not going to judge you.
Dirk Nowinski, all right?
And
a nigga who's never smoked in his life, you wouldn't know the difference between Bud D. Ryan and Dirk Nowinski, all right? So
you talking about the boys right there on Park Ave on 13th down the street from 13 Allegheny had a weed store. I just kick it with them in there. How you gonna tell me I don't know nothing about no weed? I used to know the Jamaican boys.
Oh man.
But I wanna say this though. And I'm gonna let the people be the judge. I'm not gonna you be the judge, the viewer. When we talk about Reggie, the 92 pounds, Reggie, if you sold it, you rode it.
Yeah.
You best believe it, buddy. You sold it, you rode it. You had to test your product. You smoke Reggie. You're lying.
That was a good one. If you sold it, you rolled it.
Yeah, that was some old school shit, wasn't it? Yeah, that was some old school. I heard one of my old heads say that back in the day. I remember, listen, my one old head, one of my favorite old heads, he was sort of like real, because you know, Earl used to wear wave caps. That's why I love, I had a fascination with wave caps too. And I was mad that I couldn't wear them because it's deep. But one of my favorite old heads, he just stand on the corner, right? He had a 40 in his hand.
If you sold it, you rolled it.
He's had it, listen, he's had a 40 in his hand. He had them slacks on. He used to have slacks, and he used to wear Chuck Taylors and shells, right? Them slacks with the, you know, the clip-on joint right there, and he'd be standing on the corner, right? That wave cap blowing in the wind, because he used to rock the wave caps.
That was your old head?
Yeah, well, listen. He used to rock the wave. Listen, Uncle Warren, that's what they call him, OG Warren, rest in peace.
Okay, so Warren, rest in peace, listen, OG Warren, Warren, but OG Warren was a nut-ass nigga. No, he had some slacks on and some fucking Adidas.
Don't disrespect OG Warren. He was a fucking legend.
Fucking,
he was a legend around the way.
Slacks and some fucking Adidas.
OG Warren was a legend. So listen, this is what he do. I was fascinated with this
shit. Wait, hold on.
Let me break it down,
Who wears the double S's? Slacks and shells.
He was a legend.
Who wears slacks and shells?
No, right? he wore Chuck Taylors.
That don't even go to. So the nigga had on some cotton-free, wrinkle-free cotton Dockers and some fucking shell tops. He was a nut-ass nigga.
You know, one of
rest in peace to him. He might have been a good dude.
He was a legend.
You could be a good dude, but you can still be a nut-ass nigga.
And you know what, Dave? His favorite.
Slacks and shells.
That's some like Russell Simmons type shit.
Listen. Right. You know when I knew he was a legend?
And Russell Simmons is a good dude, but he's a nut-ass nigga.
You know when I knew he was a legend? And I loved him. I said, Uncle Warren, you a legend. And I just stood there and I was looking at him like, I couldn't believe it. It was like somebody that was watching Michael Jackson perform for the first time. This is what he had on. He had the burgundy slacks on, right? With the white, with the burgundy striped shell toes on, the burgundy wave cap, and a silky, like, burgundy, loose wife beater. He was smoking some reefer, and he was drinking a 40. I said, he's a legend. The 0800, the old English. Listen, I knew that day. I said, I was waiting. I said, when I get older, I'm going to rock me a wave cap, drink me a 40, and smoke me a J. And so, I never done it, though. I ain't do it.
So, I wanted, when I was growing up, I was looking at Scarface movies. I wanted to be like Scarface. You wanted to be like a nigga with a burgundy silk shirt on, some burgundy slacks.
No, I wasn't. Hold up.
Some white Adidas.
He said a burgundy wife beater.
Listen, hold up. No.
You wanted to be like Ron Burgundy.
Now you're wrong. No. Now you're wrong. You're wrong. I said, listen,
this nigga, he was looking at a nigga. He was looking at Ron Burgundy on the corner like, he's a legend. No, he was a nut-ass nigga. You know what? I realized. You didn't upgrade your way of thinking until Big Cuz took you under his wing. You wanted to be like nut-ass niggas until I took you under my wing,
He was a legend.
Yeah, no, he was Ron fucking Burgundy.
Because all the ladies
Let me tell you something.
Warren. I said, damn, that's some legend shit.
Okay, all right. The only Warren that we recognize is Warren fucking G and Buffett. You hear me? Other than that.
No, his name was Warren before Warren Buffett. Before Warren G. He was a legend.
Yeah, I mean, here we go.
That was legend shit. Just think about that. When he stood.
You used to idolize nut-ass niggas.
And you know what was a legend, too? He had that pinky ring. So when he used to have his reef in his hands, he'd be like, what you doing out here, Moo? Because they called me Moo when I was a kid. What you doing, boy? I mean, I come up to him. He pulled that knot out of his pocket. He kept a knot on him.
How much he give?
He gave me like my range that was respectable. He'd give me like $2-3. I'd go and give me some penny candy from Mr. Johnson's. I was cool with that shit. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I was just up close on him, like, yeah, I'm standing here with Warren.
The fact that you idolized niggas who had on all burgundy outfit with a fucking 40 in his hand and a pinky ring. That don't even go together. You got a pinky ring and a 40.
No. He had the reef and the pinky ring hand. Right. And the 40 was over here at ICF. But you know what? He's the first person I ever seen with an ICF high school 40. And he had the skirt on it. The bag was on it and it was soaking wet. So I knew he got a fresh cold 40. That's why it was an ICF. The bag was soaking wet. I said, look at this shit. The bag was dripping. I said, he's a real one. That made him a legend to me. Like,
all right. If that's your fucking legends is niggas that wore double S's, slacks, and shells. All right, cool.
And one day I seen him.
He would have been a legend to me. I'm a little older than he, so I'm like, look at this nut ass.
One day I seen him and Earl talking too. I was like, they both legends because we the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Legend shit.
Okay, so
I deal with legends.
Let's go to stories from a cell, man. No, before we go to stories from a cell, I want to throw a little curveball at you, right?
At who? What you, Randy Johnson? Now, what you throwing curveballs for?
Through your journeys through prison.
Now you see, he's the bad
right. Who was the one person that you seen and you looked at, right? And this motherfucker was so talented that you couldn't believe that this motherfucker was going to spend the rest of his days in prison. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you might have seen a nigga on the yard of the you know prison yard. This nigga just drops 60s religiously.
It was his
He don't miss. You know something like that. Who was that one person who you seen who he was so talented, but you couldn't believe he was going to spend the rest of his years in prison.
is a lot of people I might don't know their name personally. I knew this one boy. I'm trying to think of his name. I think he was from Coatesville, Pennsylvania. This dude would get on the court, and this boy would play like Mike. Hit his afro. This boy was just unbelievable. He would just get off. And, you know, in jail, to be great in jail, you got to be an animal because it's real physical, like the hacking and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. This boy would get through. He was a beast, right? I seen another boy. He was a Spanish boy. This boy used to hit the baseball outside of the prison, over the gate. Oh, I'm talking about all the way in the parking lot to hit cards. He was a monster. Like, he just, and I was like, God damn, this boy was a legend. He was doing life. And he used to just walk around like it was nothing. Get on the joint, he go right on the joint. He get on there with prison pants and state boots on and hit that. And then when you talking about rapping, it was so many brothers that could rap, sing, play the keyboard. I'm talking about magicians. You know, in the penitentiary, you might be going to child Sunday, you hear him playing in the church, singing and playing all type of instruments. You had boys in there, man. Now, I'm talking about when you talking about art, artists, I'm talking about painting and all, unbelievable. A lot of us, we don't tap into our true talent and who we was meant to be until we get into that cell, and that's all you got. You come out. Because you got boys that never in their life, never painted, never sang the song, never played the keyboard. They get in their cell, and they in their cell by themselves. They buy a keyboard off commissary. You're like, damn, hold up. Who beat is that you just made? You playing that through Walkman? No, that's my beat. I made that. What? You go in somebody's cell, yeah, I'm selling this painting. I do portraits. Portraits? Yeah, two cartons of cigarettes. Two cartons? What you see they work, you be like, oh, my God. And it's like I always tell dudes in the street, don't wait until it's too late, man. Opportunities are endless. I wish the homies was living and they could see this technology that we have, the opportunity that we have that we never had. We ain't had nothing like this. We ain't never had a chance. We never had a chance. We never got a shot to be able to tap into technology, whereas though this thing right here made the world small and you could do anything on that. Like me, when I first ran into that cell phone in jail, I was fascinated. And mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about that in Stories from the Cell today.
But let's get into Stories from the Cell.
Stories from the Cell. Shout out to my homie, Nitty, man. My man, Frank Nitty. I was in the cell, right?
Mm-hmm.
My man, Frank Nitty, coming to the cell one time. We was in the outside unit, the Greatest Four Penitentiary, one of the biggest penitentiaries in America, I would say. It's mm-hmm. closed down now. So we outside in the trailers. He come in the cell like, yo, wow, I got to holler at you. What you doing? I said, no. He said, put a towel on the door. I put a towel on the door. He said, look. He pulled that technology out of his. I said, what the hell? He had an iPod Touch and a wireless clear hotspot, right? Hotspot is small like this, mm-hmm. like about that big. Mm-hmm. It was gray. He said, look, man, this is what it is. He cut the hotspot on. It got Wi-Fi. I didn't know what Wi-Fi was. And then we had access. You one of the first people I Googled because you know, I always heard about your stuff, mm-hmm. but to see your videos and all the stuff, all the goofy stuff you was doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hold up. Because for years and years, I read about Google. And people told me about it, but I read about it after people told me about it because when the first young boy told me about Google in the yard, I was like, man, get out of here, Elon. He said, yeah, you can look up anything. I can look you up. I'm like, how the hell are you going to look me up and I've been in jail all this time?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you can look me up on a computer. Mm-hmm. Like, who do you think I am? I've been in the streets since I was 9. Don't try to run no game on me, young blood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so bang. So after that, people used to tell me stuff about look up this, look up that. So I had this thing called the Book of Life. I still got it. And I used to just write stuff down. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Because I said one day, when I get a chance, when I get home, I'm going to look this stuff up and I'm going to do research on stuff.
No joke, I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's, get extra sauce for me, please.
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited. Consumer Health 2023 edition and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
So, when I look at it, I couldn't stop. He let me hold it for like 2 days. I couldn't sleep.
Right.
Shout out to Nah, too. Shout out to Na, who made it happen for us. This was my homeboy girl. And she came through. She got this piece to the promised land. She took us to the promised land when she brought that thing in there, that satellite.
So you just snitched on Na?
No.
That's what you just did. Shout out to Na for getting us a legal joint in the prison. You just snitched on Na.
Statute of limitations was out, and good. I pled guilty for it. We're going to talk about when they bust me.
At the end of the day, you just snitched on Na.
I didn't. No. You snitched on Gina.
No.
And you trying to put it on me. You said Gina was in line. You said Gina was in line.
You just said that. Thanks she got to you. Na, no, too, no, for bringing
no, 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 no.
us the illegal shit was into the prison.
Because Gina got you that Asian Reggie. And you tried to make your stuff exotic because it was Asian Reggie, but it was Reggie. And Gina had to connect. So you snitched on Gina. I didn't, you know what I mean? Oh, did I say too much? Did I say? My bad. Asian Reggie, people don't know. Sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to say that. But whatever. But whatever the case may be, you snitched on
you
Gina.
You just turned it into rat tat tat two leader, damn. God damn.
You off the hook. But listen, so I get it, right? So I'm like this, Instagram. This, listen, if you go into the joint and show you when I first set my Instagram up, right? 2013 in the cell, right? I set it up, did my whole thing, right? I went on Instagram and I seen what was going on. I dropped the phone. I couldn't believe that shit. I said, damn, everybody out there having a big party. I said, I'm going to go out there and kill them. Because I didn't see nobody doing what I was doing and I ain't seen no hard work like a lot of times. Everybody was celebrating nothing. Mm-hmm. So I dropped the phone. Bang, what you doing? My cell at the time, Jay Large, he's like, yo, what you doing? He wound up getting him a wireless hotspot. I got one and we was all rocking out. He said, man, what you doing? I said, no, man, I can't believe it. They out there playing fucking games. They PFGing. He said, what? I said, no, man, people playing games out there. This opportunity is endless. Everybody's celebrating. I said, I'm going to go out there, put my plan down, and I'm going to be cool. They ain't going to pay me no attention. I ain't going to be no threat. You know what I mean? So they're like, damn. I said, I ain't going to be no threat. I said, threats to these dudes. I said, I'm not going to wear what I used to wear. I used to wear all the sides. You remember that? We used to put all this stuff before I went to jail, all this cool stuff mm-hmm. in the 90s. Real, I'm talking about drip before dudes even knew what drip was. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the day. So listen, so everybody like, whoa. I said, oh, it's sweet. One thing I knew is that, and I was paying attention to the mindset, and I studied the mindset of the people, who pictures they like the most, who they comment on. Oh, there, he got designer clothes on. They think he winning. Okay, all right, cool. I'm not gonna wear no designer clothes. I'm gonna come out here and wear regular. You know what I mean? So now I'm not gonna be a threat to them. They're not gonna pay me no attention. I ain't gonna have much hate at the beginning. But I'm going to get it later on as I start to grow. I already knew that. I studied that. And I studied also attention span. They said the average attention span in America is like 8 seconds, like people. I said, okay. So I said, I'm going to grab their attention when they scroll down that timeline and they see my post. Because I'm going to be giving them some shit that anybody else is too cool to give them. I said, they're going to jump on it later because later on, once I make something cool, they're going to be, you know how it is in the mm-hmm. hood. Everybody do what everybody do and everybody want to do things that are popular. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm coming from a genuine place. And what I'm doing, but they're going to jump on it later. And that's what they did, as you can see. I mean, but I knew that it was a big celebration going on, and I still see it every day on my page. Mm-hmm. Everybody celebrating nothing. Wasting money celebrating nothing. All right, cool. Go ahead, keep doing your thing. I'm going to do me over here. And I'm going to kill him. And that whole thing, that satellite changed my whole perspective and of outlook of stuff. And I was able to study. So when I touched that joint, it was like, damn, I wish that. I was so excited. I was like, damn, I wish the homies could have seen this before they, you know, homies get killed. A lot of homies that was in different parts of the jail that had life, I wish I could have got it to them, and they could have seen that shit.
Nigga, you wasn't trying to pass your fucking phone off to nobody, nigga. Stop lying.
No, I actually wasn't, but that was...
You was the jerk-off king of that. You know what you Googled? Pornhub. X videos. No, he came home. Wait, hold on. He said, when he came home, I said, you still on Pornhub? He said, I don't do Pornhub.
XNXX.
I do XNX. What is it?
XNXX.
X what?
XNXX.
That's for advanced niggas.
Oh, that's for
that's advanced boys.
That's for advanced jerk offs.
Dev's a porn legend.
That's for advanced jerk offs.
Devin Wade's an animal.
Yeah, he talk about, I don't do Pornhub no more like Pornhub was played. I do XNXX. What? What are you talking about? So that's what you was in there Googling. Let's keep it real. You was in there, I'm a sheet shaker.
Headphones on, huh? Boxcars.
Boxcars.
Seven.
Commissary. Shower time.
Yeah, I was wilding out. Born to be wild. Look out on the highway. Looking for a winch. I used to head out on the Instagram. I mean, on the Google highway. I was loving it.
Was you watching all like female guard scenarios and shit?
No, he was watching.
I was watching.
He was watching big wet Latino butts.
All the girls I seen in the magazine, I was Googling because I had them written down in the Book of Life. I was Googling stuff. But
so, okay, so tell us some of the women you had sex with in jail.
No, I'm not putting that out there.
Why? Like we live our truths on here. Like, tell us some of the Instagram models and people that we know from that you had sex with in jail.
I didn't have them. I was looking at porn. I wasn't looking at no Instagram
models. Dog, you going to sit here and lie, bro?
It wasn't just Pinky.
It wasn't just Pinky.
No, but.
Tell us some of the. Listen, live your truths, man. This is a time that you can live your truths, bro. Tell us some of the Instagram models you had sex with in jail, man, so they would know you had sex with, because they don't know you had sex with.
No, but I couldn't get off of XNXX. It was all porno chicks.
Okay, so tell us some of the porno chicks you had sex with in jail.
I'm not going to really, like, put nobody's name out there because they
perfect. Why?
We had personal intimate situations.
You don't just pass.
Like, listen, real niggas don't kiss and tell.
Jerk and tell?
Jerk and tell.
I can't tell you about that. Like, real dudes.
Real niggas don't jerk off and tell. We don't jerk and tell.
I can't tell you about that.
So you don't want to. You don't want to discuss.
Listen, I'm a real one. Do I look like I talk about the women I didn't deal with, man? Listen, one
this
thing
is
about
where
me.
We live
one
our
thing,
truths.
One thing about me, I ain't into
this
that,
where,
man.
This is where we live our truths.
Janet Jackson, I had to go back. Superhead.
Superhead.
Carmen Hayes.
Carmen Hayes. You told them bitches up, huh?
Jada Fire was a legend.
Jada Fire. You told them bitches up in the set.
I'm just saying, man. Listen.
Dominique Quinn.
Listen, throwbacks. I had a lot of throwbacks and a lot of no-name shoe pieces. But real niggas, it slipped. I wasn't meant to tell it. I mean, it was legends.
You told them bitches up in the cell, huh?
Yeah, it was
wild. Who was your favorite?
The Body XXX was one, too. Who else? It was a lot of them, man. It was a lot of them.
And you enjoyed personal time with them?
What was the one girl name?
He was on. You had to be on Jasmine Cashmere if you was on. Yeah, I know. Look at him. Look.
I swear, I was thinking about her name. She was better than all of them. She was a legend.
Freak Balls United.
So Jasmine Cashmere is who fucked you the best when you was in jail?
Listen, I'm going to say this. I'm
asking you a question. It's this question. Jasmine Cashmere, out of all the women you had sex with when you was in jail, Jasmine Cashmere was the one that fucked you the best?
That's when I got over the whole Pinky situation. As soon as Pinky leaving me in jail, I said, oh, shit. It was over after that. Mm. But because it was like, she was a savage. Jasmine Cashmere was a savage. I said, damn.
What'd she do to you?
She told me she loved me.
Did she?
And I knew she was lying, and I loved it. Because there was one joke, she was like, I love you. She's talking to me. I can't believe it. She's hitting the screen. I love it. She had the mic in her hand. I said, oh, my God.
So the screen was way easier to clean than the books.
Oh, man, listen, man, it was wild. But back to movies.
So what happened when you all over the screen? But you got to pit and pull?
My life is crazy.
You got to take the tissue.
We're not going to keep talking about my private life. That was my private life, cuz. I'm a different man.
Absolutely, man. So let's get into a $1 million worth of game segment.
Stories from the cell was just my truth. I love
this. Your truth.
This changed my life.
That changed your life.
Cell phone changed my life.
Let's get into $1 million worth of game. I got to go into my phone and I saved one of these $1 million worth of games, and it says,
"Hold up, where did the $1 million part come from?"
Because that's what I give. I give $1 million worth of game, nothing less. It got to be worth at least $1 million. I don't give $100,000, $115,000, $230,000. No, I give $1 million.
Why couldn't it be $92? $92,000 worth of game. Like you gave $92,000 for the pounds of Reggie.
That ain't enough. So a girl was in my DM and she says, what do you do if you was raped by your father?
Whoa!
As a kid. He made me blame it on my uncle. My uncle is locked up for murder, and me and my uncle still talk. My dad recently tried it again. He talked to me as a child. No,
wait,
hold on.
Serious?
What?
Wait, hold on. Wait. She obviously she's going through some things, but
hold up.
Her spelling is not that good. She said, "What do you do if your father raped you as a child?" He made me blame it on my uncle. My uncle is locked up for murder. Me and my uncle still talk. My dad recently tried it again. This gives me anxiety. It's hard to talk to people. I can't sleep. I cry myself to sleep. My dad says that I'm a stranger. I just want him to love me and talk to me, but he just wants to fuck me, and it hurts. It's embarrassing. Whoa, that's it. That's
hold the fuck up.
That's like totally different level type.
Let me just tell you something, right? This is what I believe, right? I believe any man who takes advantage of a child in a sexual way, you are the worst human being on planet Earth. And listen, I don't wish death on nobody. But if you violate a child in that manner, you should be executed.
Absolutely.
You should.
Immediately.
Like they should take the sharpest knife and cut your whole fucking head off. Like, that's just what I truly believe. You feel what I'm saying? Because to me, any adult that take advantage of a child in that way, especially a daughter, that's unbelievable, man. That's some of the saddest shit that I've ever had sent to my DM. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, the fact that he's trying to still do something now, like something need to be done about that individual now.
Absolutely. And as parents, we're told, you know, we're supposed to put a blanket over our kids, cover our kids up from all, or at least try to cover them up from all the negativity that's out here in this fucking world, man. We supposed to uplift them. You know what I'm saying? When they down, we bring them up. When they wrong, we teach them. We discipline them and teach them lessons. And you mean
this dude supposed to be fucking dead, man?
Right. You mean to tell me we really got dads out here?
I can't believe this.
That's raping their own kids, and you know what's so crazy is that even though this man raped his child. Is still saying, I just want him to love me.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's crazy.
And he's still trying to fuck me.
And even though we're saying that this person should be dead and all that too, it put people in a crazy scenario, because if she had a brother or uncle or somebody else in the family do something to this man, look at the situation and that they end up in.
Absolutely.
It's dope that people reaching out to y'all for
it's unbelievable, man.
You gotta look more into this shit.
Some of the DMs that I get, man, they be really disturbing. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of to be all the way honest, most of the DMs I get, I don't put on Instagram. Because they be so touching that it just be like, here you go, I'm gonna type something back to you, or I'm gonna give you my number and call me. I'm gonna talk to you personally. You know what I'm saying?
Or they might need to talk to a professional when it comes, right? Like this situation right here is so touchy. This is like a criminal and a child abuse situation. You know what I'm saying?
This is crazy.
It's truly sad, because even though this child has been through these situations,
they still just want to be loved.
Still just want to feel that genuine love that a father or a parent in general is supposed to give their child. And all of this fucking pervert can think about is having sex with his own fucking daughter, man. That's
piece of shit.
That's the true definition of a piece of shit. And I'm gonna keep it all the way real, man. It's certain things that as a father, if I find out somebody done that shit to my daughter, I'm going to jail.
Facts.
It ain't even no rap. It's not even a second fucking guess. I will go sit in the penitentiary knowing that you violated my daughter and I knocked your fucking biscuit out. I go sit in the penitentiary like it ain't shit. And I know, and don't understand, don't get Don't get what I'm saying wrong. Nobody, who the fuck wants to be in jail?
Nobody.
But I love my daughters that much that if somebody did that shit to my daughters, I know me. It's no way as a man, I could not fall back and just let the court system handle it.
She need to talk to somebody professional. She need to sit down and talk with somebody to work through, because that's some deep-rooted issues.
You know, I talked to her, and, you know, she was extremely happy. And I even asked her, can I bring this up on my podcast? And she was like, yeah, just, you know, long as you don't say my name. I said, I would never say your name. With all the people who write me DMs, it's always between me and you. Even if I put your question on Instagram and I answer it, I never put your face up there or never let your identity be known. You know what I'm saying? But when I was talking to this girl, she was crying like unconditionally. She just couldn't stop. It was unbelievable. But at the end of the day, she said, Gilly, I'm glad that I talked to you. You know, you made me feel better as a person. You made me understand that it's not my fault that it happened.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of kids are being manipulated by the adult that's taking advantage of them. Don't tell your mom. If you tell your mom is going to be mad. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? And the kids need to know that it's not your fault. And if you're a child and situations like this is being done to you, you need to speak out. You need to tell somebody. You need to not be afraid because you've done nothing wrong.
You ain't snitching.
You ain't do nothing wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong. You have a lot of victims who they wait till they 35,
they be scared
29,
to speak out.
They be
speak
scared
out.
To speak out. Speak out.
And your story is going to help other people speak out.
Right.
Don't sit there and be taken advantage of, being abused by people that's evil and that's dangerous. And, you know, you could lose your life if you keep letting these people play and you keep turning them down. They will kill you. All type of things will be happening. Speak out about your everything that's going on with you. That shit ain't right, man. Dude's a piece of shit.
The reality of it is, Lo, is there's a lot of males out here. And that's a piece of shit. There's a lot of women out here that's taking advantage of younger guys too. But yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have been too mad at that. I'm just
no, no,
I'm
that's just, no, no,
nah.
That's the same thing.
That is the same thing. But yeah. I'm just saying from my standpoint.
Yeah, nah, it depends. But sometimes, man, these are super little kids,
right?
And it affect their mind and their
absolutely.
Approach, and they can fuck them up as they going into they growing up, and they got to carry that shit.
Absolutely,
that they was taking advantage of that
absolutely.
Shit is dangerous, man. And it happened.
Absolutely.
And hold up. And we need this, and it's happening. And a lot of people don't speak about it because they hold it in. It happened a lot, and also in our community, the black community.
Absolutely.
But we scared to speak about that stuff.
Absolutely.
And
so
it's real.
So if you're a young man, if you're a young female, and you're going through a situation similar to this, let somebody know. Please speak out, because you didn't do anything wrong. You're the victim. You're the one being taken advantage of. And that's some of the most craziest, disrespectful shit that a child could go through, man.
Craziest shit in life.
In life, man. I'm just saying, though, if I was 15, 14, my teacher wanted to give me some yabba dabba dudes, I would.
But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that.
You know a lot of niggas was hitting grown-ups when they was 14.
Right.
I mean, we know that. But
right.
still, it wasn't right. And
wasn't
a lot
right.
of times, this shit too, it be kids, nine
10.
Years old, all of that. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Listen, man, this is Wallow 267, man.
And this is Gilly the King. This is $1 million worth of game. And first and foremost, before we leave, we have the $1 million worth of game t-shirts. We
get
have
the
$1 million worth of game hats. What's the link, Wallow? What is the...
You can just go to M Word for Game. You see it right here. It's going to pop up right here on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
MWordForGame.com. Check
mm-hmm.
us out, man. You can book us. You can do whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting crazy. We get a lot of bookings, man.
Absolutely.
Running out of dates. Listen, y'all going to see us all summer all over the place, man.
Absolutely.
We may even be coming to your town.
And we appreciate everybody who already has purchased a t-shirt, a coffee mug,
whatever,
a hat, whatever you purchased on $1 million worth of game. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the support every week that you guys give us, keeping us in the top of the charts. And this is $1 million worth of game. I'm Gilly the King.
And once again, I'm Wallow 267.
The nut ass
nigga. $1 million worth of game.
And it's just like that.
Right.